Chapter 10. Mice Everywhere. But I was lucky. I found a big bag of potatoes, and I hid in there, and the cook soon forgot about me. My tail was really hurting, but when a waiter opened the door into the dining room, I hurried through it. I could see my grandmother's feet, and I climbed up one of her legs.
"Hello, Grandma," I whispered. "I did it. I poured all the potion into their soup."
"Well done," she whispered back. "And look, they're eating the soup now. But what happened to your poor tail? Oh, don't worry, I'll help you."
She put me into her handbag, and I watched the witches safely from there. Bruno was in the handbag too.
"Your grandmother gave me some nice bread," he said.
At that moment, I saw a man with a big black moustache walking towards us.
"Here comes Bruno's father, Grandma," I whispered.
Mr. Jenkins arrived at our table, looking very angry.
"Where is your grandson?"
he said to my grandmother.
"I can't find my son, and I think that our two boys are together, doing something naughty. Bruno never misses his dinner. Do you know where he's hiding?"
"Your son has turned into a mouse," my grandmother answered.
"What are you talking about?"
shouted Mr. Jenkins.
"My son isn't a mouse."
His black moustache jumped up and down as he spoke. "Bruno is a mouse," my grandmother said quietly.
"No, he isn't,"
shouted Mr. Jenkins.
"Oh, yes, I am,"
Bruno said, peering out of the handbag. Mr. Jenkins jumped about a metre into the air.
"Hello, Dad,"
Bruno said.
"Mrs. Jenkins will be very angry,"
cried Mr. Jenkins.
"She hates mice. How did this happen?"
"A witch did it," my grandmother said. Then, with a naughty smile on her face, she pointed to the Grand High Witch and said, "That one did it."
"But she isn't a witch,"
cried Mr. Jenkins. Suddenly, there was a loud scream, and I saw that the Grand High Witch was standing on her chair. Now she was on top of the table, waving her arms and still screaming. Then all the other witches began to scream and jump up too. Then suddenly they became quiet. Everyone in the dining room watched them. They were shocked.
"They're shrinking, Grandma," I said. "They're shrinking like I did."
"Yes, that's right," my grandmother said. In a few more seconds, all the witches disappeared, and the tops of the two long tables were full of small brown mice. All around the dining room, people were screaming, and waiters were hitting the mice with chairs. A cook ran out of the kitchen shouting,
"Mice! Mice! We must get rid of the mice!"
"We should go now," my grandmother said to me. She stood up and she put Bruno into Mr. Jenkins's hand. "Here's your little boy," she said. Then my grandmother, with me in her handbag, turned and walked through the dining room and out of the hotel. Outside, it was a lovely warm evening, and I could hear the waves on the beach. My grandmother called a taxi, and we got in.
"Take us to the station, please," my grandmother told the driver.
"Are we going home?"
I asked her. Yes, she answered. We're going back to Norway.
Yes,
I cried.
Hurrah!
My grandmother held me in her hands and said,
We did great work today.
It was wonderful, I said.